A national shortage of mental health providers is requiring universities and colleges to look at different ways to help students. State Impact's Robbie Korth talked to university mental health providers to ask how Oklahoma colleges are promoting mental wellness.
Ann Hargis is sitting on the Oklahoma State University Student Union floor with her dog.
This is Scruff.
He is having a day right now.
Yeah, the poor guy. He's so mistreated.
Students are drawn to her four-legged companion like a magnet. Scruff is the family pet of Hargis and her husband, University President Burns Hargis. But, she says, his more important role is as a member of Pete's Pet Posse, a group of dozens of dogs that students interact with on a regular basis. Freshman Camden Cope of faraway Watonga says interacting with the dogs makes him feel more at home on campus.
These dogs are very nice and are actually good for, like, if you need, like, comfort and are feeling a bit alone.
The dogs aren't simply for comfort, though. They're doing serious work. Handlers like Hargis said they are on the front lines of pointing students toward counseling.
We are trained to recognize when someone is in need, and we have the tools to get them the help they need. So we're really a conduit to counseling and more serious services.
Dogs are one of the creative ways universities have found to reach students and help with their well-being. And that need is greater than ever. College campus experts have noticed a sharp increase in mental health issues. Scott Miller is the director of the University of Oklahoma's Counseling Center.
So most people that you talk to have noted that young people are coming to college campuses with significantly more depression and anxiety than ever before.
Last year, a Chronicle of Higher Education report found that 80% of Generation Z students have dealt with some form of anxiety or depression. But college counseling centers are often understaffed. Average wait times for counseling have grown from a week a decade ago to about a month now.
If you wait 4 weeks for an issue to get help with it, you're going to get yourself in a hole academically, which then leads to a cascading effect of academic problems, financial problems, and it makes problems worse for students.
And that's where alternative programs come in, Miller says. Those programs range from group sessions to training educators to simply raising awareness. Getting FaceTime with people who can help students' mental well-being is critical. Back in Stillwater, OSU has embedded a counselor in its College of Veterinary Medicine. Jeremiah Grissett says he's worked with dozens of students in the short time he's been there.
Now that I'm here, I'm available. Students drop by to just chat, hey, I'm worried about my friend, or I just need to talk to someone right now, as well as my regular counseling hours.
He says this particular program is important because veterinarians often struggle with their mental health. Professional vets are 3.5 times more likely to commit suicide than people in other professions. And students in the vet school face unique challenges because they're dreaming of this career when they're small children and have high expectations by the time they achieve their dream of coming to college.
Like, how many people do you know in their profession who wanted to be what they did or what have wanted to do their profession since they were 4 years old? Not many. But most of my students have a story that says, I wanted to be a veterinarian since I was 8 years old because of this happened.
Grissett says he wants to expand services and continue to be available to vet students as they work through the stringent academic program. Pete's Pet Posse has started spending more time in the school to expose the students to healthy animals. All of this work is important, Grissett says. After all, these vets will be in communities around the country, and he wants to make sure they're helping animals and people the best way they can.
Part of our role in education is to not just make good professionals, but to help make good people.
Whether that's through dogs, counseling, or a simple email, colleges are working toward that goal. But the challenges remain. And until there are adequate resources in place, universities will be forced to find different ways to help their students' mental well-being. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.